Welcome to AncestorsBackThen.com. Let's get started.
Tamo. Tammy.
Take six. Today is Pop's 92nd birthday, and we're very pleased to celebrate his birthday today. All of the kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, extended family, everybody wants to ask him a question today about his incredible life thus far. First question is coming from Miss T.
Hi, Pop.
Hi.
Happy 92nd birthday.
Thank you.
My question is, when you first met Nana, was it love at first sight? And when was the first time, do you remember the first time you told her you loved her?
Well, when I first met her, I had just came from Williamstown, New York, on the bus. And I was on my way out to my daddy's house in the taxi cab. And just before we got about halfway, I asked the driver, I said, what time is it? He said, 12 o'clock. I said, let's go by the school. He said, why? I said, they're out for lunch. So he took me by there. So we were in the back yard at the school, and they was out for lunch. So I went to drink some water at the water fountain. And my sister came up and said, oh, that's my brother. She said, that's the girl I want you to meet. And I said, come on up, baby cake, just drink some water. So I let her drink water. Then I drank water. And I got back in the cab and went out to my daddy's house. Then that night, they had a little dance across the street. My daddy told me to take the car out, drive me and my sister, my nephew in the car together. We was on the way going to school. She was coming from another girl house. My sister said, pick that girl up right there. I said, I don't know that damn girl right there. So I picked her up. She got in the car. Going out to school. They were in the dance. I'm sitting out in the schoolyard on the pier. Had another girl talking with her. So all of a sudden she came out and said, you taking me home? I said, I am. I just saw her twice. So I took her home. And
the rest of his-
after we got there, it was a little chilly that night. So I made a fire for her in the fireplace. I'm sitting there warming. All of a sudden, mom and daddy come in. She say, this is my mother and father. I'm sitting down, and I turned around, not looking up, and looking up. I said, God damn, I got to get the hell out of here. He was too tall for me. I didn't go back no more. But there's something that came back. That's why we went back. That's how I first met.
Was it love at first sight?
It must have worked, because I didn't talk with another girl after I went back.
Good answer, Pop.
Yeah,
good
answer. Good answer.
After I went back. She was still in school. I wasn't going to school.
Yeah.
So I wanted to play football. So at the court, he said, you take up two subjects, you can play.
Mm-hmm.
I took up two subjects, went back to play football that next year.
Did you say you could be with her?
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet. And you were married for how long?
71 years.
Yes. Thank you.
It would have been 72 this year if she'd been living.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Miss T.
Thanks, Pop.
Hey, Pop.
Hey.
Did you all go to, like, a hospital or a doctor's office, or did y'all have doctors that did house calls?
Which doctor for what?
Like, if you needed to see a doctor, did they come to the house to see you, or did y'all go, like,
you had to go to the doctor. Dr. O'Kelly. It was called Dr. O'Kelly. Mm-hmm. Dr. Gill. One was on one side and one was on the other side of the street. One on the right, one was on the left.
Okay. And were they Caucasian doctors or African-American doctors?
American doctors.
Yeah. Well, were they
Dr. Black? Gill was where Brenda was born at.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest daughter, Janice, mm-hmm. she was born in a place called Eustace.
Okay, but they were in actual hospitals?
Yes, hospital.
Oh, okay.
But Cookie was born in the house.
She was?
Mm-hmm. Okay. By a midwife.
Oh, a midwife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
He brought Cookie up here on the pillow.
What was the ethnic background of the doctors? Were they black or white?
Yes, white. White doctors. All white doctors. There were no black doctors back then. Oh. Back then. There were no black. They probably was in school, but didn't have no office.
Yeah.
No job like that.
Oh, okay. So who delivered the babies? Those doctors?
Doctor delivered and the midwife lady delivered the
Cookie.
Cookie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it?
Okay.
Thanks, Pop.
You're welcome.
That was a good question.
Hey, Pop. Happy 92nd birthday.
Thank you.
All right.
So can you tell me the story about when you tried out for the professional football team? Wasn't there a time where you went up to New York to try out for, was it the Bills?
No, not Nova Fair, just played high school. Okay. I played high school, I played in the band, I played baseball, and I played softball.
What instrument did you play in the band?
Clarinet.
You played the clarinet?
Mm-hmm. I gave it to the school when I come out of school.
So, did you ever meet anyone famous?
Do what?
Did you ever meet anyone famous?
No, not back then.
How about?
The only person I went to see was famous was Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know he was playing with the Brooklyn Dodgers.
You met him?
No, we went to see him in New York.
Okay.
Every field.
But what about people you met maybe here in this town?
I met no professional football player.
Didn't you used to tell us a story about somebody you hired to work for you that became famous?
Teddy Pendergrass. He wanted to be a singer. I met him while working, doing construction work. He told me he was going to be a singer. I said, you ain't going to be no singer. And he did. He may as well be made to sound singer. But after he passed, I heard no more from him.
So he
wound up being a singer.
Okay.
That's the only person I met was Teddy Pendergrass.
Okay. So he worked for you? How long did he work for you?
I just met him twice.
You met him twice?
We were on the same job. We were working on the same job.
What job was
it? He was working for one company, I was working for another one.
Okay.
We were doing construction work, building houses.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Did he actually build anything? Did he actually do the hard work?
Yeah, he did work. Yeah. That's why he started up saying he was going to be a singer. He was doing construction. He wasn't no singer then. He said he was going to be a singer. I said, you wasn't going to be no singer.
Did you know he was going to be a singer?
That's what he told me.
But didn't you used to tell us about him singing on the job? Did he ever?
No, he didn't sing on the job.
Yes, you told me.
Probably did, but tried to sing on the job about what kind of song he was going to make. But I didn't believe him.
Remember, you said he was singing on the job a lot. And y'all used to always ask him, why do you keep singing?
He said he used to sing on the job. Every time he's singing. I said, well, you're singing so much. I'm going to be a singer. I said, you ain't going to be no singer. I'm going to be a professional singer. So he wound up being a professional singer.
Sure did.
Nice. Yeah. I may have some of his records downstairs. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Happy 92nd birthday.
Thank you, Roman.
What was it like back then with the colored bathrooms and the water fountains?
The segregated bathrooms where you had colored only, white only on the water fountains in the bathroom. Did you have to go?
Oh, yeah, the water fountain outside the school, in the schoolyard, on the side of the school.
Did it have a sign on it?
No, just had a water fountain. Everybody knew where it was at.
But there were water fountains for colors only and whites only, correct?
Yeah.
Back then?
Mm-hmm.
But not at the school?
But you couldn't go to the white water fountain. You had to go to the color fountain.
Same with the bathrooms?
Yeah, same with the bathroom. And the movies, they had one theater. White was downstairs, black color people was upstairs. You couldn't go downstairs. You had to go upstairs to the movie.
Well, did you pay the same price as the white people?
You paid the same price to go in the movie.
Were you allowed to get snacks?
Yeah, okay. Only thing you get was popcorn.
Okay. Anything else, baby, you want to ask your grandfather about what his life was like back then?
Did you go to the I Have a Dream speech by Martin Luther King?
Did I go away?
To the I Have a Dream speech by Martin Luther King.
What did he say?
The I Have a Dream speech by Martin Luther King, the one he did in Washington.
No, I didn't go to that. No, we heard about it, but we didn't go to that. Back then, they didn't have TVs. We had to listen to it on the radio.
Good question.
Happy birthday, Pop.
Thank you.
My question is, moving from Leesburg to up here, since this was like a big city opposed to like a small town atmosphere, was it a big change to adjust to living up here? Or did you find it easier coming from a small town to a big city?
Well, the reason why I came up here, I was working at a furniture store.
Okay.
And the boss said something to me and it made me mad. And he was telling me how bad he was in the service. So I did him out the side door. I said, I'm going to say how bad you are. You bring your own ass out that side door. He didn't come out. So I left. So I went home, told my wife to pack up. She said, "What? What's the matter?" She said, "I'm getting out of here." She said, "Why?" I said, "Me and my boss had an argument, and I cussed him out. He cussed me out. So I cussed him back. I said, they may find me tomorrow morning." So we packed up, and so we left. So we came up here. That's why I came up here.
How soon did you leave, Pop?
Left that same night.
The same night?
Mm-hmm. We bought Cookie up here. Cookie was 5 weeks old.
So who was all in the car with you and Nana when you came
Just
up?
Me, Cookie, and Brenda. I thought I called the other day.
Yeah, we know. Hey. So, he was asking you, what was it like coming from a small town to a big town? When you got here...
It wasn't nothing different than me. It was just a bigger... I've been up here already.
Oh, okay.
See, I've been in New York. I was staying up in Williamstown, New York already. I just went back. That's when I met Samuel. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, I've been up here already. But no problem before by being in the big town.
So when you and your wife and kids got here, you didn't say, "Oh, my God, look at these buildings. Where do these people come from?"
No, it was no difficult. I'm saying that I was already up here before, see. But that's why I came. Before I came up here, my oldest daughter was up here. That's why I came up here to get her. We weren't going to stay here.
You weren't going
to
stay?
Oh. No, but well, I finally got a job, so I just stayed here. Because I come to pick up out of the girl, my oldest daughter.
So if you wasn't going to stay here, what was you thinking about moving?
I didn't have no idea. I was just going to just ride to a drive, find out where I wanted to make my mind to go. I probably went back to Jersey because I had been to Jersey, too. I was thinking about going back to Williamstown, New York. That's where I was going back to. But after I got to here, so I just stayed up here.
Do you ever wish you stayed in Florida?
Nope.
Did you ever want to move back to
Florida? After I was up here so long, I know.
All right, any other questions for me?
Oh,
one or two is
you. No, you already answered like so much.
Okay.
When you moved up here, what was your first job?
My first job was at the waterfront.
At the waterfront?
Yeah. We passed right by down there where we had Aiden.
Oh, that's
down the Pier 84, the white building, right down here.
And what did you do over there?
Unload ships and boxcars. Then I did construction work. We built houses. That's when I met Teddy Pendergrass. We worked in the Northeast.
Wow.
Building houses. One guy told me that you would make more money if you join the union. So I went and joined the union. So I used to go to the union hall, try to get a job. So every day I turn around, come back, and go back home. So one Friday, I was down there, and I said, "Shoot, I'm going home." I walked out the waiting room, walked to the front, going outside. The guy came in and said, "I want a label." I heard him say that, I stopped. Hey, business agent said, "You want to go?" I said, "Yep, all I want to know how I'm going to get there and get back." He said, "You get there, you get back." So I worked there. I was stocking up. Stocking bricks. Every time I pick up a brick, I flip it. Every time I pick up a brick, I flip it like they lay it. The guy was watching me, but he didn't know I was watching him, too. So after 4:30, because we knocked off, we told the guy, "See that guy right there? He said, yeah. He said, make sure he get home and get away back." So he did. So I worked about 2 weeks. I told him, "So I got a car, so I need my car inspected. And he's a tag on it. They give me money for my car to get inspected, to get a tag, and I was driving my own car, so I worked there. I worked there about that year. The next year, I paid for them.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And I worked there until they went out of business.
So you went from unloading the ships to working as a brick laborer.
Yeah, construction work.
And then you became foreman.
Mm-hmm. When we built this building here.
What building is that?
It's Liberty Wood, right down on 17th Street. I made foreman on that job. That was a different company. The first company was bricklaying company. The second company was inside carpenter work, the sheet rocking. So I was a made foreman down there at Liberty One. That's how I got this water.
Did they give you anything else?
Mm-mm. I know one day we were down there working, and a storm was coming up. So every time for us to knock off. So I went to the office. And I forget the two guy, they were with the superintendent down here now. He said, "Jimmy," I said, "Yeah." He said, "You know, a storm coming up, supposed to be coming up tomorrow." I said, "Can you get the guy to go up on the 54th floor and see if everything tied down?" I said, "You said what?" Did you get the guys to go up on the 54th floor? I said, how are we going to get up there? He said, walk. I said, man, there's nobody going to walk away up there and walk back down. It's knocking off now. That shit going to blow. I didn't ask them guys. Them guys ain't going to cuss me out, beat me. Went back that next morning, stuff was all the way down to City Hall.
Wow, that's a, quite a bit.
Yeah.
So it blew all over the place because you guys didn't go up to the 54th floor to tie it down.
People had to walk up there and walk back down.
That's a long walk.
I didn't walk either. We ain't walking up 54th floor. And we was on the 8th floor then.
Did you know that when you used to work downtown and you used to take the train, and you would come home and walk down 56th Street?
Yeah, that's true. That's why I'm working right here.
Did you know that me and Muffin used to sit on the step, and we used to try to be the first one to see you walking?
Wow.
From down 56th
Street.
Sit on the step, and we would both try to see you. We would both yell to be the first one to see you. I know I lied a lot of times. It was like, I see him, and I didn't see you. And you didn't come for like another 15 minutes.
That's hilarious.
Yep.
That's
I remember. But we used to sit on the step.
I didn't know y'all were looking for me, though. But
we used to sit on the step and wait for you to come home.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
But the first one to see Pop.
That's the only thing I rode. I didn't ride but nothing but the L and G bus.
Okay.
And the 40 bus.
Mm-hmm.
40 train, trolley. That's the only I ever rode, Jennifer City. I didn't know how to ride the rest of them.
All right, well, we're going to wrap this question up. We'll go on to the next one.
Happy birthday, Pop.
Thank you.
Question. Where did you get the name Bully from?
You know, that's something I don't know my own self. Only thing I know, my name was just JW. My name is not James. On my birth certificate, just got JW. That's my name.
But were you a bully, though? Did you try to boss people around and beat them up?
Yep.
And that's where you got that? Oh, well.
Yeah, but I don't know who gave it to me.
Probably the people you beat up.
I don't know, give it to me. But since I've been up here, they don't call me Bully. They call me Bill, or they call me Jimmy, or Mr. Goody Good.
How are you related to Uncle Beattie in Odessa?
That's my uncle.
Uncle Beattie was
an
uncle.
That's my mama's brother.
Your mom. Okay.
You got anything else?
Papa, your dad. How old was he when he passed away?
I don't know. I was up here. I don't know that.
What about your mom, Lily? My name's
A. I was 12 when my mama passed.
Your mom passed before your dad, right?
Mom passed when I was down in Museum, Florida.
45.
You're living in Florida.
Mm-hmm. And I think your dad
My mom passed for away before I got married, before I was grown. She passed before I was really grown. I was still going to school. My mom passed.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when she passed because I was coming from a football game. And I stopped by the hospital, and I was sitting there talking with Mom for a good while, so I told her I'm going to walk on to the house. So just before I got to the house, they was on the truck going back to the hospital. And I hollered, yo, what the heck y'all going so fast? She said, be going to the hospital. I said, for what? She said, Mama just passed. I said, she can't be, because I just left her.
What did she pass from, you know?
In the hospital.
No, what did she have? Was she...
I don't can't remember that. I don't know what that is. All I know, she was at the hospital. And we got back up. I got on the truck with them, got back up there, and she was gone.
Who was in the truck heading back to the hospital when you saw them?
We was in the truck.
Who was in the truck that you saw?
All of us, all my sisters.
Your sisters?
Mm-hmm, all of us. All the young set, my dad on my mother's side, was on the truck.
Okay.
My dad was driving the truck.
What's going on, homie?
Nothing much, homie.
Yeah, what?
I'm right, just hanging in there.
Just hanging in there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, mine's not going to be like everybody else.
You feel like me if you keep living.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What that mean?
You got to keep rolling, homie.
Keep rolling. Okay.
Be like the Rolling Stone.
Now, my stone been rolling a while already.
Is it a key roller? Mine didn't never stop.
We can tell with all these people.
Mine's still rolling.
Yeah, I see. It's still rolling.
Yeah. But
I don't
know
what that means, but all right.
It don't roll as hard as it used to.
No. All right. Why do I get these?
I don't know. I think we just need to move on to the next question.
No. All right, so you guys never, planned? You and Nan never, planned a set amount of kids, or did you just kind of do whatever? However many you got?
No, we didn't plan nothing like that. We got married. Mm-hmm. We got the license. And we had to go to the church.
Okay.
Because preacher couldn't marry back then.
You told me before.
We went to the Barry's and got married. I was working.
Going on break, right?
Yeah, working at lunch hour. So I went home, changed clothes.
Got married.
We had to go 11 miles.
Go 11 miles to get married?
Yeah, to the courthouse.
And what'd y'all do the rest of the day?
Got married. Okay, man, pulled that suit off, went back to work.
You went back to work the day you got married?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I'm not sure.
I went on back to work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's it. I don't have anything else. Yeah. That's good.
Thank you for joining us. We'd love to hear your story. Send us an email to bj@ancestorsbackthen.com. That's bj@ancestorsbackthen.com, and we'll be in touch. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to like us and subscribe.